Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Surfing the waves of fear, conquering the ocean in Cape Town. Juxtapositions of history, sipping wine at Robben Island. There is something quite macabre about sipping a glass of white wine while watching the sun descend in a breathtaking color spectacle over Robben Island. For those who are not familiar with South Africa's history, Robben Island is where Nelson Mandela, together with other political prisoners, were held during apartheid. It has been used as a prison since the 1700s, but is most famous for its holding of political activists during the apartheid regime. It stopped being used as such in 1994, when the first democratic elections were held in South Africa. Since then, it has been transformed into a museum, preserving the stories of life, resilience, and resistance lived there. I remember feeling very humble when I was there my first time in 2015. I definitely recommend everyone who visits Cape Town to take the ferry from VA Waterfront to Robben Island and its museum. The incredible view over Robben Island, where such horrible things happened, is a contrast that somehow describes South Africa in a nutshell. A country where the contrasts are so huge between past and present, poor and rich, human and less than, that the contrasts themselves are normalized to the degree that they can almost be ignored. Or perhaps that's just human behavior in general, normalizing, selectively seeing. Bloberg Bliss, Finding Community and Serenity by the Sea. A week ago, I left the bustling city center of Cape Town for Bloberg, a seaside community 20 minutes outside of the city of Cape Town. My first impression of Bloberg is that it's very beige. Every house in a nuance of beige or gray. The second thing that struck me about this place is the kite surfers. It might not help that the hostel I chose to stay at is a kite community hostel. Every night, the dining room is buzzing with the latest, coolest story. I chose the hostel Kaya Kite and Yoga Hostel because it offered morning yoga. After weeks of flus and colds, I figured some yoga and salt water would do me some good. I was pleasantly surprised. The hostel was more like a community of nerds than anything else. But that is Bloberg in general. The kites are everywhere. In the mornings, when the wind is but a mere breeze, they are nowhere to be found. But as soon as the wind picks up, the sky over Bloberg Strand is filled with the kites of the surfers. It looks beautiful. I can only imagine the adrenaline rush from traveling at the mercy of two elements, wind and water. For me, though, one element is more than enough. Despite having loved the water growing up, to the extent that Mom practically had to drag me up out of the water every time we went swimming, I almost drowned twice as a kid, and a few years after those incidents, a fear of the ocean started growing within me. For many years, I couldn't explain it. I didn't feel afraid, I just didn't want to be in the ocean. From panic to power, how surfing helped me overcome my ocean fear. I was about 20 years old the first time I took a surf class. The first time I almost stood up on a board, it took about 3.5 seconds before I tumbled headfirst into the ocean. The currents were strong, even though we were in pretty shallow waters. I could feel the board tugging at my foot, pulling it to the right. At the same time, I was being pushed down by another wave tumbling on me. I feel the sandy ground brush up against my back. Simultaneously, underwater current is pulling me out deeper into the ocean. It takes less than a millisecond for my 20-year-old self to convert back to the 7-year-old me being pulled out into the Pacific Ocean. The panic is absolute. Just like when I was 7 years old, a grown-up's arms reaches down and pulls me up, air. I find my footing again. I look around. The beach is there. My instructor's right next to me. He laughs and smiles at me. You're awake now, hey? Ever since that first lesson, surfing has been a bridge for me to get back to the ocean. The ocean goddess, Yemaya, from the Afro-Cuban religion Santeria, blessed me a few years ago, and now I am once again swimming freely in the ocean. Freely, but afraid. This time in Cape Town was different, though. After my first two classes, I felt strongly that it was time. I needed to get out there on my own, be in the ocean, and trust my own capabilities. I knew it was imperative. I canceled my third lesson and decided to rent a board from my surf school, Open Ocean, instead. I knew that if I ever wanted to start feeling safe in the ocean again, I had to start being out there on my own. My pulse was high initially, but after a few minutes sitting on my board, waiting for the next wave, I started feeling all right. After some attempts to catch a wave, I started laughing. It felt hopeless. Trying to catch a wave was like trying to hold water in my hands. It just disappeared in front of my eyes. Until suddenly I felt it happening. The wave was lifting me. I was on it. I went from trying to catch it to actually having it. To say that it felt amazing is the understatement of the century. I felt invincible. Uncertainty and possibility in Cape Town. Sitting here now, 8 years after my first encounter with this intense city and this immense country, I feel it's funny how life works, how one encounter can change the trajectory of your entire life 8 years later. If I by encounter refer to the country or the guy, depends on what day you ask me. I'm definitely not referring to Cape Town. God knows I never liked this city. Until now. Now with friends here and a favorite salsa spot of my own, I can suddenly paint my whole life here. Everything from starting a hostel to digital nomad jobs to applying for funding for art projects. I could see myself in a pair of hippy-dippy overalls in Woodstock, bringing salsa to observatory student bars, connecting with musicians, going to the beach on the weekends and trying to learn to surf. I can see it. Right before I left Cape Town for Bloberg Beach, I stayed at a hostel in town. When eating breakfast one morning, a woman approached me and struck up a conversation with me. We talked about our lives and dreams for the future, our doubts and prospects. She was a lady of the night and wished for a better life, in a different country, with somebody kind. About my own situation, she simply said, "It can be hard and impossible for everyone else. That is irrelevant, 'cause you have to try your luck." Your luck. You can't base decisions on other people's feelings. Maybe it wasn't meant for them. Try your luck. Right then and there, it felt like it was a sign that I should make a go for South Africa after all. Try to stay, get a job, make it happen. But now, after a week of ocean and contemplation, I'm realizing staying would be not trying my luck, not betting on me. I can always come back later. At a later point when it's time. For now, I feel something tugging at me to get a move on. There's a strong feeling within that in order to stay, I must go. Perhaps not to find, but to rediscover a confidence and self-knowledge I used to have as a kid and somehow lost along the way. I feel the need to show up for what or who I don't really know. I guess we will live to find out. Alright guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, A Fear Podcast, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutsena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.